Family Jack se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and we are back. We are so excited to be here on the show. I'm joined with my co-host.
Hello, Mom.
Hi, Emily. I'm really happy we're sitting here doing this.
Right? It feels so wonderful to be sitting behind the microphone with the headphones on.
I'm so excited. It's fantastic.
It's really, truly a thrilling time. Mm-hmm. We took a little impromptu hiatus from the show. You know, as people say, life got in the way. But we're back, and we hope that you all have been doing well at home listening, and we're going to kind of catch you up on some life events that have happening. Obviously, we've been active on other socials, but really the podcast is for all of us to kind of gather in an intimate setting yes. and really dig deep into some topics. Mm-hmm. So how have you been?
Well, I have been just a whirling dervish, as my mom would say, a whirling dervish with all sorts of fun activities. But I'm excited to be sitting here and we get to talk about it.
I know. I do feel like we have a lot of different topics to touch upon. And I cannot remember the last time you and I were, you know, sat across from one
another podcasting. How are you?
You know what? I'm well. We just come off of the last flag holiday. And it was so lovely. We just had a peaceful weekend up at our lake house, really kind of bookending the summer. And it's exactly what we needed. And I just feel very refreshed and relaxed and, you know, so always grateful for our lake house. But it was a beautiful weekend.
It is a great feeling. You pull in the driveway and you just immediately kind of take out a big sigh.
Exactly. A big sigh.
In fact, today when we left, we left and came back three times because someone kept forgetting things, which is better that you remembered it before we got all the way home. But I was laughing in my head. I didn't even say this to you because every time I pulled in the driveway, I was like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Even though I just left.
I know. I kept forgetting my computer charger, my blow dryer, my straightener, and I need all these things for, you know, day-to-day living. So I think it was maybe a subconscious way of not wanting to leave.
We didn't want to.
But we had a lovely weekend. Grammy and Papa, Joyce and Bill, hosted us last evening for Labor Day, as they always do. And that was super nice. And I don't know. We just kind of were...
They even had us over the night before.
You, me, and Dad for some lobster rolls that Grammy made. So it was just like a quintessential summer weekend. You know, I move with the weather. I know we talk about the weather a lot, but the transition back to school, I think a little routine is good, but it's always hard that tease, like kind of going back to Labor Day with the summer.
Right.
But I feel like now we've pushed through Labor Day and it is...
Well, I learned last night, my mom and dad, as you said, had us for dinner, which was so fun. But my sister-in-law and my mom are very depressed. Not very depressed, but they're sad at the end of summer.
Yes, they were expressing how they are such summer girls. And they do get a little, you know, sad.
Yeah, not me. I love summer. I love each season. but I'm always ready for the next one, and I'm ready.
I am such a fall girl through and through. Fall is my time. I was born in the fall. Mm-hmm. I am a fall girl.
You are.
And I feel like I thrive in the fall. I do my best work during this time of year.
Wow. Everyone be ready. Here it
I
comes.
I mean, don't get too ready. Don't right. get, like, let's not raise expectations, you know, but I do. Mm-hmm. I feel like fall is always the most exciting time, and I love it. And so I am very much looking forward to it. I can feel it kind of slightly in the air, although I do think it'll still be pretty hot in September.
It will be. And I'm not saying I'm excited. Like, I'm not ready for Halloween. No. I'm just ready for fall
and autumn.
Yeah. And my niece, your cousin, she felt the same way.
She felt the same way. Mm-hmm. She was also very excited for fall. I love the clothes. I love the activities. I love, you know, decorating the home for fall. It is just a wonderful time.
I love when we go on a weather tangent.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better. And luckily they listen to it. Yeah. My listeners.
They're forwarding everything right now.
Yes, they are. They're on 2x speed listening right. to us. So we have, what is your bow and low? How about we blast from the past? Haven't done that in a second.
Wow. My bow is probably just the great weekend.
Yeah.
And I think my low, I know what my low is. I'm really frustrated because our book, I thought it was all turned in basically and finished. And they've been having some issues, which is really nobody's fault. It just is what it is. But there have been some issues with the quality of some of the photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's taking longer. And we all know how those projects are.
Right.
Yeah. They take longer. And I have had to hunker down. And it's kind of a low for me.
Yeah, we were working on that all morning today, kind of getting pictures back. Because it's in a process that, you know, we've never really experienced before. I mean, you obviously wrote your first book, but obviously it was a little bit different. So
mm-hmm.
we are not exactly sure when the book is going to come out. It will be done at some point. But we've kind of made the executive decision to just release our fall collection in the fall. We were going to try and do it in partnership with the book. We were going to release both items.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the fall collection ready to go because we bought it all at Market. So because that is all set, I think we should still release it. And we did come up with a date for the fall collection.
October 15th.
So we're releasing it October 15th. And we have our photo shoot for that next week. So we're moving forward with the collection. And then whenever the book is done and we have it in our possession, we will release it as soon as possible. So
right.
TBD, everyone.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's just, I thought it was coming sooner. We don't even have sooner. A date yet.
No.
But yeah. It's still very exciting. But that's kind of, that just happened today. So it's a bit of a low.
I understand.
But we rectified the situation.
You did. You seem to be taking the lead on this.
Yes. So you and I have a little bit more to do tonight just to get some higher quality photos fixed. I think it was just in the translation and the downloading and whatnot.
Yes.
But it'll be fixed. How about you? What is your bow and low?
I would say last week was just, I actually have a lot of bows. I don't know if I necessarily have a low. I would say that my bow was this weekend because mm-hmm. I just had such a fabulous reset and weekend and spent wonderful time with you and dad and the family. So that was lovely. I don't have much of a low these days. I feel like things are pretty great.
That's great.
I have a slight headache, but I think that was brought on by myself. Yeah. I haven't had enough water or mm-hmm. and lots of coffee. So that could be it, but right. I don't have a major low.
Self-induced low.
Self-induced low. Exactly.
Let's talk about a really huge bow, though, that I have for you, and I think it's your bow. It's your new apartment.
Yes, everyone. My new apartment is going to be a bow for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a long-term bow. I love when I pull out the transatlantic accent. Like, where does that come from?
New abode.
Yes.
Get it?
I know I got it. No, I got it.
Abode.
I got it.
We really wanted to put that in a caption, but I didn't know. We weren't sure how you would spell it. Like A-B-O-W.
Right.
D-E. I don't think anyone would get it. But it's your abode.
And a lot of people were kind of, I asked people to come up with names. The Beau Chateau was one of them. Mm. The Beau Abode. We got to work on that as a team, kind of hammer out what we're going to call the...
You do need to come up. In fact, just like we have a crest and a name that we've had at our lake house for years.
Yes.
We could actually somehow get one so that anytime you share something, you could have that little logo.
Right. Well, it'd be the bow and it could be like established 2024.
Yes.
And then we need to kind of, you know, like I said, hammer out the actual name so we're all on the same page. So when I refer to it, we know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like my Mini Cooper is the Bowmobile.
Right. Okay, well, we need to brainstorm that, workshop it later when we get off, yeah. And we're on it.
We're on it. So it's everyone, you know where to find me, but send mm-hmm. in your ideas. So anyway, that is definitely my bow. And I kind of want to back it up, like you mentioned, and kind of talk about this in a more long form here on the podcast, because I shared it on Instagram and I actually just posted the first moving vlog on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see the visuals of us actually, you know, going through the whole process. But if you are a listener here, obviously we know I've lived at home for the past 2 years and it has just been
lovely.
The time of my life.
So fun.
So much fun. And with working with you on Emily on Bows and with what I do with working remotely and working alone, you know, with you, obviously, that's, mm-hmm. this is a small but mighty group.
It's not like you're going to a big office somewhere.
Exactly. It's not like I'm going downtown to an office. It's not like I have, you know, in-person coworkers.
No.
So it was an interesting situation. And over the past 2 years, right after I graduated, you know, we looked at some apartments, thought about living with some roommates. And over the past 2 years, I would say we revisited the topic and we would kind of, you know, a new apartment building would pop up in a new area. We would go look at it. I feel like we toured a fair amount of apartments in the area, in the Cleveland area. And I never wanted to move away. I never wanted to move cities because I value being near my family and my friends and working with you on the business. So that was always out of the equation. So nothing ever that I looked at necessarily made sense because if you're familiar, hop in anytime you want, Ann.
I love listening to the process.
Okay, cool. If you're familiar with the Cleveland area, Claire and Connor live downtown in a beautiful apartment building. But Claire works downtown, Connor works nearby, so it made sense. And when she was post-grad, she lived in the building that was near when she worked in consulting. So that just, like, that always made sense.
And she can walk to work.
Oh, sorry. That's what I meant to say. She can walk to work.
Yeah, she can walk to work if she wants to.
So I did look at her building. That never really made sense because I still need to be close by to you to come and shoot and create content. And then with Laura working with us the past year, we meet with her once a week. So look downtown. I looked in Ohio City, which is mm-hmm. kind of a neighboring area where a lot of young people live. And there's a lot of, you know, apartments available. Again, I didn't love anything that was over there. And everything's very expensive, frankly, to be living, you know, and working out of my apartment. So
right.
Nothing spoke to me over the past 2 years. We kind of revisited the topic again in the beginning of the summer
mm-hmm.
with everyone moving and transitioning the next 2 months. You and Dad will be moving into the new house in the beginning of October.
Right.
Claire and Connor will be moving into this current house at the end of October. So this was the perfect window for me to make a decision to either find my own place.
Or you could have lived with Claire and Connor.
What honestly, if you're like never in the equation?
I'm not moving. No, I'm not leaving.
Stay here. And mom's yeah. like, or Claire's like, mom, like, could you talk to your daughter?
I forgot to tell you she's staying.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
So funny. No, sorry, yeah. I interrupted your timeline,
but it made me laugh.
It was a good joke.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I knew that it's always been something that we value to live on your own during this time. So if I had moved into the new house, I think it would have just prolonged that. You know, I move into the new house and then what? I live there for 6 months or another year and then I have to make another move to my own apartment. Like, now we're talking two moves. And frankly, we all know if I moved into that new house, I'd be 35 and right. raising my kids there. Like, I'm not right. moving out. Why would I move out? That's a beautiful home. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So I knew that this was the time.
And I do think, just like anything with our family, we've been communicating about it a ton.
Yes.
And we bring it up a lot. We talk about it a lot. Does it work? Does it make sense now? And for a while, it didn't. It made sense that you were living at home. You know, it just the way it went. But I'm going to tell what happened. I was out to dinner with friends.
Yes.
And my friend Tracy said, have you seen the new apartment building? And she tells me where it is. I had not seen it. So what do we do, Emily?
So we drive up there yes. and we park our car and we walk in and there's a lovely lady in the office and we kind of were like, hi, like we just heard of this apartment building and she gave us a tour and we looked at both one bedrooms and studio apartments, brand new, opened up in May, be the first person living in the unit. And I just instantly knew
You knew immediately.
I had looked at many apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. We started this conversation once again, kind of drummed it back up in the beginning of the summer. And you and I went and looked at an apartment building in June that we thought was probably going to be like the best option. Went and looked at it. Didn't spark joy. Didn't love it. And never really spoke about it again. I would have lived there, but I wasn't excited about it. When I went and visited my apartment building, I immediately was excited about it. I loved the space. I loved the aesthetics. I loved how close it was to everyone. And it just finally made sense. And from there, it was like a couple week process of, you know, signing the lease and getting everything organized. But then I officially like got the keys, quote unquote, I think it was August 19th.
Yes.
So then.
And it also made sense because even furniture wise, you took your whole bedroom set with you, but if you weren't going to be taking it, we would probably leave it here in the house.
Right.
And Claire and Connor would have it. So it was also good timing. Like, if you want to move, now is the time to do it before we're going to the new house, because I'm leaving this furniture here.
Right.
And it would be strange in a year or whatever to say to Claire and Connor, actually, I need all that
furniture. Right. I actually need half of your house back.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think from a timing standpoint,
exactly.
Logistics, which I love logistics, it was working well.
Totally. And there was, like you said, there is a lot of furniture that is, that's me. I'm so sorry. Production, quiet. So there is a lot of furniture that is available that you are not taking to the new house, and that Claire and Connor didn't necessarily, I mean, they would have kept my bedroom set, but I'm so happy to be taking my bedroom set because mm-hmm. I love it and I think it's beautiful mm-hmm. and it's a little bit of home in my new space.
Right.
And also, after you make your big move, no one wants to move again. You know, like, it just was the perfect window and the perfect time. Mm-hmm. And now I will be in my own apartment. I have my own space. And then in a month or so, when the house is officially done and the studio is done, mm-hmm. I will now have a quote unquote office. I don't know why I keep saying quote unquote. It's not even a quote unquote. Like,
yeah, I don't know why we're quoting and unquoting. You know what?
I got to stop doing that. No. It's actually a habit that I picked up that I've been doing the past couple days.
Oh, really?
Maybe not a habit, but I need to stop.
At least
doing
you're not doing like the air quotes.
No, but I think it's actually worse than I'm saying it out loud. Yeah, it's quote just, unquote. There's no quote. Like, this is the sentence.
No. Comma, exclamation point.
So the studio is my office and I will go over there every day. And I just think it's going to be fabulous. There's going to be a little bit more separation between constantly feeling like I need to, you know, work where I live and live where I work. And it's a great change. You know, I think everyone needs to kind of turn a new leaf after 2 years. And
it's great timing. It's the start of the school year.
And you know what? I move like with it. The seasons.
I know you do.
I move with the seasons. So
right.
Yeah.
And I think this is ideal. You don't want to move people have to move in the winter, but since you have an option, I think now is the best time to do it for you.
I agree.
And it's just, I'm beyond excited for you because I lived on my own. I had my own apartment in Evanston. And for many years, it was my happy place.
Yes.
Because you just cherish that space that you're in and this time in your life where you can have this apartment to yourself. And, you know, it's actually really fun. You put something down and it stays there and you clean it and it stays clean and it's just fun.
I know. And that's what I am looking forward to, is having a very girly feminine space to come back to. And mm-hmm. it's my own rules and you don't have to worry about, like you said, things getting shifted all around. It's a perfect size for me. We went with the one bedroom. I would have been fine with the studio, but I loved the flow of the apartment a little bit better in the one bedrooms.
And it wasn't that much more.
It wasn't.
For the extra amount of space you were getting.
That's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it has a little balcony.
Got the keys August 19th. And then we quickly were ordering, finding, looking at things, hunting things down, creating a plan, and, you know, having all the furnishings fairly quickly. And mm-hmm. then last Monday, officially moved everything in to yes. the space. So, fun fact, I actually haven't stayed overnight there yet.
Tonight.
Yeah, which I'm so looking forward to. Monday, our movers took a really long time.
You know what? That was a low.
Actually, that was my low. I knew I had a low.
They ricocheted their way through our house with the furniture.
And we've used this company a lot before, so it's not like this was, I mean, we've used them for years. And they were not
the best movers. They were not
quite terrible.
And it took them way too long for what it was. and it just wasn't the best experience. And so that kind of threw us off.
Yes, because they got here at 9 and they didn't get over to my apartment until 2. So they took that whole time to be, and again, it was like a bedroom and some things in the basement. And then they were probably at the new apartment till like 5.
Yes.
And we were like moving until like 7. So that kind of threw us off because we thought we were going to get more done on Monday. But again, there was no major deadline or rush. We were taking our time, enjoying ourselves. And then Tuesday, I don't even think we went over there because you had a bunch of house meetings, like decorating meetings.
Right.
And then we went back over and finished everything up on Wednesday. And then...
then it was time.
Friday, Laura came. We went up to our lake house. Like, it just...
right.
We were... oh, production. Oh.
Ding.
Quiet. Quiet on set.
But I think this is a great time.
Yes.
We have, and you will always have little things that you want to do to it. We have a few things that you want to finish. Some artwork we have to hang.
Yes.
But we'll get to that this week.
Well, no. I mean, the whole place is set. Like, it's done. And I'm just so happy with kind of how... I'm going to use the word resourceful we were. I feel like we're repurposing pieces that... or we're in this current house. I felt like we found amazing things at Home Goods, our local Home Goods. Shout out to you guys. I mean, there is nothing better than a suburban Home Goods.
I think the best thing were the two area rugs.
The two area rugs were quite the find. And that was something that, this is a really good tip if you're moving into a new space, that ordering rugs online can be challenging. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if that's your only option, it's what a wonderful thing. But we went in person to Home Goods and we just got very lucky because you can really see it and we, you know, the sizing. So I have a living room rug from Home Goods that's floral, green, and white. It's so charming. And then we found a beautiful, like, taupe and light pink floral rug for my bedroom, which matched already because my bedroom set is taupe and light pink. That's what it is in. That's what it was.
Yeah, here. You didn't get new bedding. You just kept your white bedding. Yeah. And you have a beautiful silk blush pink big pillow.
Yes. And I wanted to take my dresser because that was built for me and I'll have that piece of furniture forever. Right. And then I got a new nightstand that you found from Home Goods, which goes perfectly with it. My sweet chair that was my great grandmother's that we've had recovered many times. It's piped in white and it's great. It's so charming. So it's very one of a kind. You mentioned earlier that I have a balcony.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the balcony we found from Walmart, a really cute set. Honestly, it looks like a Serena and Lily dupe.
It does.
And those, you have two chairs out there. And then your boyfriend actually had a great idea because your balcony butts up to the neighbor's balcony.
Yes.
And when we walked outside, if you're both sitting outside, you're basically sitting together because they're right next to each other.
Right.
And he suggested a divider of sorts. And I found from Home Depot, guys, everybody needs to check out Home Depot.
Seriously.
Not in person, but just online. At least our Home Depot doesn't have this stuff in the store, but online they have great stuff. And it's a white planter with faux boxwood. And it's pretty tall. I think it's like 3.5 to 4 feet.
Yeah, I would say so.
And it's just a nice way to block. And also, even when you walk into your bedroom, you can see the boxwood.
Yes.
It's a feast for the eyes.
Yes, it is a feast for the eyes.
Just charming. So I really like that. We did toy with the idea. We ordered it and we've put it on some of the mood boards because we're still toying with it. But we did order a beautiful blush pink and white toile removable wallpaper.
We did.
But, and I think all of our podcast listeners could agree with us, the building is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just opened in May. You're the first person in there. I don't feel comfortable, nor do you,
no,
putting the wallpaper up and potentially who knows if it's really going to remove properly because we've put it up before in a dorm room and it has peeled off.
Yes.
Stuff. We just did not. It's so perfectly new painted. And we didn't feel right putting this up and to have to peel it off whenever you should leave. And we rip off all the paint on the wall. It just didn't feel right.
It just seemed too fresh and new. And the walls are just newly painted and unscuffed. So we just left it for right now. And I do like it because it's very clean. It's very simple. Maybe in a little bit if I want to change.
Right. And the removable wallpaper is ideal if you're in a space, an apartment or something that has old walls or
this is pure and brand new.
So we ended up not using that. But Home Depot, you can also get this wallpaper on Amazon. Also, Society Social, that's a designer who's out of Charlotte, And she did the colony in Palm Beach. Home Depot has a whole Society Social line of removable wallpaper. It looks like grass cloth.
It's just baffling what we have found at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are sleeping on Home Depot because they have a lot of great things.
Your end table in the living room.
Yes.
It's currently sold out, but I feel like it's going to get restocked.
Do you think?
A scalloped rattan little end table.
It literally looks Serena and Lily, and it is does. Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Our bar stools are so sweet. Those are Target.
Oh, I love my
bar stools. Those are great. I just wanted white bar stools. I mean, the whole apartment is overall. What I like about it is that I can constantly, you know, be shifting things, decorate for fall, very seasonal pieces. If I want to, you know, move the furniture around, or it's like a white couch. So I feel like it's a good backdrop for a lot of different, if I want to get new pillows. Mm-hmm. So it's very versatile and I feel like it's very functional.
Yes. Tell us about your couch.
Yes. So the couch was the first thing that we started with, first piece of furniture that we purchased. Obviously, we knew I was taking my bedroom sets, so that was always kind of taken care of. And right after I had signed the lease, we went to Our House Loft. We have a fabulous Our House Loft pretty close to us in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So we're very lucky in that sense. And Claire and you had gone a couple weeks prior looking for pieces for this current house. So you kind of knew going, I knew I wanted a white couch. I've always just wanted a clean, perfect little white couch. And this was the place for it. They had a plethora. They had rows and rows of white couches.
Right. If you're looking for another color couch, this is not the place to go.
No, but for a white couch,
many choices.
And I love the one that we found. It was, I think, originally $4,000. It's actually on the Our House website. It is currently on sale. I think for Labor Day, it's a little bit marked down, but not as much. Mm-mm. It's way more than what we got it for. And I love the arms. Mm-hmm. I think it's so feminine. And I love the, what would you call it? The legs of the couch. Yes. I love that it's like a darker wood. It has a lot of personality, a lot mm-hmm. of character, mm-hmm. and which is what I look for in furniture. and we got it for, I think it was $1,600.
Yeah, 18, I think.
It was so funny when I got it, like when we got it delivered, I was like, well, I hope I don't like fall through the couch when I sit down.
Yeah, really. It's completely has no like, bottom.
Right. It just like falls through. I'm like, well, I see why this was marked down. But yeah. No, it's in perfect condition. And it was, I just love finds like that where you're it like, was thrilling. What a steal. And mm-hmm. I think the couch is beautiful. So that was the first thing that we purchased. After that, it was the rugs. And then you found some beautiful accent chairs from Target that are like these spindle chairs with white cushions. I feel like the spindle chairs have been all the rage.
They're all over. It's a classic style, but yes. They really have seemed to have made a comeback. And these are like a nice darker wood.
Yes.
And then it's kind of a boucle fabric.
Boucle.
Which, B-O-U-C-L-E, mm-hmm. which I like, which they don't look like they're from Target at all. No. They're heavy. They are a sturdy cushion to it, and they are charming. And the right off the bat, your white couch and those two chairs you can use for years.
Years. They are mm-hmm. just like so classic.
Yes.
The console I took from our basement, and it's a bit more contemporary, but it's just such a beautiful piece of furniture. Mm-hmm. And I do think that that kind of plays off of the more contemporary finishes in the apartment, so it works well together.
Right.
And then I took the TV from our basement as well, which fits perfectly on the console. So that was a huge win.
Yes, that was great. And I like the mixing a little bit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then your coffee table is our old coffee table from Serena and Lily that we had at the lake house.
Yes.
And I love that. So you've got some touches of rattan because you did not want coastal at all. And like you said, the building is actually very contemporary. Mm-hmm. So I think you did a nice job of keeping, you wanted classic.
Yeah, I wanted more classic. I wanted like more pinks, just very feminine, which I feel like we accomplished. We're still waiting on some puffs, which mm-hmm. have
they come tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Wonderful. From Amazon. Kind of pulling in a little bit of blue. The bar cart. This is a little fun story.
Ooh, this was fun.
So this was like around my birthday in the fall. Okay, production. I'm going to need everybody to just give me 30 more minutes. That's Elizabeth texting in class. Bitsy says hi. So we were at a local little boutique and they had this charming little bar cart. Like I said, a lot of character. And it was part of a display, but we asked the woman, we asked if it was for sale. And she said, yes, absolutely. But it just doesn't have any wheels. So that's why it hasn't been.
Well, she didn't put the wheels on it because it was a display in her store. And she was afraid if she had wheels, it would get moved right. around.
That was the story.
Right. So she went in the back and she said, I guess I threw the wheels out.
There was no wheels.
No wheels.
But she sold it to us for, I think it was like $55. Like, it was something such a steal. It was so cute. I loved the bar cart. And we used it on and off for little get-togethers here, just, you know, for like another little piece. And then when I was looking for a bar cart, nothing was sparking joy, nothing that I was finding I liked. And I loved the little gold bar cart. So you ordered new wheels off of Amazon, and you actually took it over to the new house. It's teeming with people who are very well equipped when it comes to, you know, furniture and putting things, assembling.
Right.
You gave it to the project manager, and somebody there who was brilliant was able to put the wheels on. And now we have a bar cart that is exactly what I wanted.
Yes.
And it wheels around. And we set it up the other day. There's a reel on my Instagram, so go check it out if you want to see the details, but it's perfect.
It's so cute. And you can get the bar cart. It's like $250 or something. The link's there on Amazon and some other places. But it's a darling bar cart.
Yes, you actually can get it. It's just, we got it for a great deal.
Like $75 by the time we had the cart and the wheels, and we're pretty proud of ourselves.
We really thought we were doing something.
We did. We did. And it's also ideal for a small space.
Ideal for a small space because it's not overwhelming. It's more just like, it's there, but it's not like, oh my gosh, the bar cart, you know?
Right.
And I had a lot of the pieces already that we own. You ordered this Mark and Graham ice bucket, which is so, I love it. Did you say you got it on sale?
I got it on sale for myself.
Oh, you got it. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then I decided it was for you because it was so cute.
So cute. It goes so perfectly with the space.
Yeah, I was going to take it to the lake house, but it's really cute. It comes in two different colors and it has like a little rickrack around it.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. Again, mm-hmm. It had a lot of personality. I hadn't really seen anything like it.
I felt you needed it.
I felt I did. And yeah. It really just makes the bar cart. So we have that. I finally am really getting to use and display my pink coupe glasses that my boyfriend gave me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we linked. Those are still available from Anthropology.
Yep.
You ordered just the sweetest little like silver dish from Pottery Barn, where I have a little matchbox collection that I, again, have not really been able to display. So we put the matchboxes in the dish, kind of like in the center of the bar cart. We got this teeny tiny little mini rechargeable light pink light at a local boutique, and we have that. And then we got wine glasses, rocks glasses. Those were both from Home Goods.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also, that little silver divided dish, which if you need a present, I think it's still probably on sale. It was originally, I think, $39 online, Pottery Barn. It was 15 something.
Yes.
And then we also got the little bar tools, but it's cute. It's got a center post, and then I think there's four little tools around it. That was marked down.
And they're so pretty. They look really so elevated.
And you had some... Oh, really cute. Those spritz glasses. They're super tall.
Yes. Those have been here for a little bit, and you used them for like Claire's birthday. Those are still on Amazon. Those are fun because they're like a really long stem.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to bring out for entertaining. Speaking of entertaining, it was like Christmas morning. So Mackenzie Child sent me 8 pieces that they gifted to me, which was so kind for, you know, because I'm obviously in the new apartment. And so we got to pick out, I picked out the gray and white checked line.
It's so pretty. And,
oh my gosh. I have all of these new pieces out on my counter. It looks like a little mini Mackenzie Childs showroom. And I was just, we were screaming when we were pulling each item out.
The star of the show being the teapot.
Being the teapot.
And then you got a recipe box. You know what? I got to write you some recipes.
You do, Mom. I'll share those too on Instagram.
Yes. I'm going to write. People. Maybe I'll do that tonight. Your first night in. Tomorrow I'll give you some recipe cards.
Yes.
And you could put them in there.
You know what?
That is underrated, is a recipe box.
It really is. That's another great gift idea to give people for anything.
I love my recipe box that I've had for years because you just have recipes from my mom, my friends over the years. I don't know. It's just,
it's charming.
I feel like we need to bring this back, guys.
We are bringing it back. No, right now, as we're talking about it, we're in the process of bringing it back.
Yes, because it's really easy to just forward one, but to take the time to write it out.
And then to deliver it to somebody.
Oh my gosh.
Or to give a recipe box with a couple recipes already in it.
Yes.
So I have that. I have a couple vases. I have like a little footed platter vase to hold fruit. I have a dish for my spoon when I'm cooking, salt and pepper, napkin holder, lots of trays, a cake plate stand.
It's beyond.
Picture. It's beyond. It's beyond. And then a Two Home, which is another brand that we have just adored for years, was also so kind. It gifted me many serving pieces as well. Vases, a silver tray, candlesticks, some cutting boards. So that's all going to be shared more over on Instagram, but that just makes for all of these items make for wonderful gifts.
Did you show all of these things in your vlog that just came out?
I did. Oh. I did show those.
Yeah. So that's fun to see.
Yes.
It really was exciting because we got to unwrap it all and place it. Honestly, I feel like it was fun not to live in the house for in the apartment for a couple of days because right. it's like a set.
You know what? It is like a set.
It feels like a model apartment that you're coming to look at, you know, before anything's been used.
It is still so perfect. That's, I think, maybe what it was. It was like, I don't even want to touch anything because it looks so perfect.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
New dish towels and...
All new dish. Lots of pink accents in the kitchen, you like did, a pink colander.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the pink nice. Colander. How about one of our neighbors at the lake... What Carol gave you.
Oh my gosh, that was so sweet. So on Sunday night when we were over for lobster rolls with Joyce and Bill, their next door neighbor Carol came out and she was at HomeSense and she found the most precious, I mean, they were literally made for me.
Yes.
Dish towels for the kitchen, hand towels that have black bows on them that look almost like my logo.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, and she saw them. She was with her daughter, and I think they were texting each other, and she was like, you have to get them. We had never seen them.
No, I had not. And she said, oh, I thought for sure you had them or you saw them. We did not. And they, you know, that's going to be fun to put those out.
I know. I'm excited.
When you go there tonight.
Yes. So that was super sweet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're still available because Laura brought me a candle last week, which oddly enough, we had not bought a candle yet.
No, that was perfect. We put that on your coffee table.
Yes.
I think like last week we would go over and just like
put one thing down,
decorate. And then how about I'm out of my mind of those things above your washer and dryer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've paid attention to those much.
No, I paid attention.
They're from Walmart. We need to link those on something. And I've used these before and given them as gifts, like as a housewarming gift. They have like this metal, it's a little more country than I am, you know, style, decorating right. style, but we put them on top of your washer and dryer, and they came as a set of two metal tins that have like laundry stuff on it, and we put your detergent, some different things in there, and it's really cute.
It's so cute. It's a perfect little thing to store. Mm-hmm. And we have the closet all organized. I cleaned out my bedroom before we moved, which I feel like obviously everyone does, so that felt nice to just have everything. And Scott, the handyman at the apartment building, is going to
he might have done it already.
You know, he might have. He's gonna put another extra rod in my closet for more hanging storage.
Yes.
What a guy.
He was really funny. You think you need more? And we were like, absolutely. Like,
Scott, you have no idea how much how many clothes I have. I need a rod.
Yes, we need another one.
No, that was, he said there was extra and he was like, I'd be more than happy to do it. So that was super sweet.
He couldn't have been nicer. So he may have already done that.
He may have. I'll text you when I, so tonight I am, my boyfriend's going to come over. I'm going to cook dinner. See how that turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Given I haven't cooked in 2 years. So, but you are giving me. No, yeah. I have. I'm just kidding. Uh-huh. We are doing a very simple recipe. I'm doing this pork tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go to the grocery store, get those accoutrements. And tonight I will be spending. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I actually think it was really good the way that this was because I felt like I was very, you know, saw a lot of people, very social with a lot of. And then now it's good because I'll have some like alone time. I can settle in.
Yes. You can edit this podcast.
I can edit this podcast. Exactly. So I am very excited for the first meal.
Oh.
Well, I mean, hopefully I can cook it. If not, there's always DoorDash.
Yeah, there's always DoorDash.
It'll be like 9 o'clock and everything's burnt.
But it's also so fun because the fridge is brand new. Oh, and you know what else is kind of was fun about it? Grammy and Papa came over before you had furniture in there when
they
it was
it empty.
They saw it empty and they brought you some Vuv, a bottle of Vuv.
That was sweet.
Which was so sweet. And then Claire and Connor came over last week when we were moving in and they brought you some champagne, which is featured on your bar cart.
Featured on my bar cart. And, you know, if there's one thing about me, it's like, oh, I don't like, no, I love presents. Oh. I get the level of excitement that went, like when Carol came out with the dish towels the other day, that was so nice. Like that
so
was
nice.
So nice that she thought of me when
and
she saw
thoughtful.
That.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. Like anytime anyone gives me a gift, like I hold on to that for days. Like yes. I love it so much.
And you wrote her a thank you note right away.
Of course. That was just like, because I didn't see it coming. Not that anyone needed to give me a gift, but like how sweet, you know,
that was sweet. And
even
really
just champagne, like bringing over champagne, like, oh my God.
That was
champagne.
So nice of Grammy and Papa and Claire and Connor and Laura. Like, that was sweet.
I know.
You know what else I was thinking about on your desk? Well, people are going bananas over the bow chair that you have had for years from PB Teen, Pottery Barn Teen, that they no longer sell. But we did find it looks exactly the same on Amazon.
You found it.
But I love that bow chair for an apartment, a bedroom, because it's not very heavy and it's delicate and it just adds like a nice little decor feature, because who doesn't like looking at the back of a gold bow on a chair? It's beautiful.
I don't want to know them.
No.
Which is so funny because I have had that chair forever, but it's kind of a timeless. Little resurgence because I was sharing it. Like, I've had that in my room for years at home, and then when I took it into the apartment, but I think you could just see it better in the apartment. I don't know.
Well, it's also delicate, so it's not a heavy chair. And then I think maybe Laura had found it on Pottery Barn. I think Pottery Barn Teen. They have a really cute gold little tiny trash can, desk organizer, and pencil holder.
Yes.
Which were a definite must for you.
Essential. Essential. Yeah, I need those.
So we put those like on your desk.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was a nice find from you as well. So I love the mix of not necessarily old, but, you know, older, and then kind of giving it a new life and then finding some new pieces.
I can't wait to see how you like your new coffee maker.
I'm very excited about my new coffee maker. We ordered a
Cuisinart.
It's just a one cup, so a Keurig pod fits in it. But I wanted something different than a Keurig. Mm-hmm. And I'm also like super simple. I just like Keurig, just black coffee.
Right.
And I don't know why I don't love Nespressos that much. Mm-hmm. So I found this. And once again, I had a lot of personality. Right. It's a really cute coffee maker. And I have my new Mackenzie Childs coffee mugs that are right next to it. Oh,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to really like my coffee maker a whole bunch.
I'm looking forward to your Insta stories like tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Or tomorrow. Normally I'm in the home with you and I am super excited to see what they are.
Yeah. Oh, that's mm-hmm. so sweet. Yeah. I still have a lot more to share on my Instagram with the apartment, and I want to do.
Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning.
But still waiting on a few more things and then an official apartment tour. But if you want to see the moving in process, I just posted a vlog about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't have too much more to do to it. Hang some of that artwork, and then I feel like you can do the move in.
Oh, Gray Malin also gifted me this beautiful print for, they were doing like a framing promotion. And so I picked out a Palm Beach print, and I hung that kind of like in the wall between my bathroom and my bedroom, but it's like you overlook it from the kitchen. So it's just a very happy print. It's
fabulous.
It's fabulous. And has a little bit of pink in it, which I like pulling in all that pink. So that was mm-hmm. also exciting.
Artwork is difficult because you don't want to spend, we did not want to spend a fortune on it.
Right.
But you still want something that brings you joy and it's fun to look at. I think we're maybe going to hang your pink prints maybe in the bathroom.
The bow prints. Yeah, I think those are going to go in the bathroom. We found like two beautiful prints at this local boutique that were like $20. And then we just bought frames. And those are sparking a lot of joy. My blueberry. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a green map, which is really pretty.
Yeah, it's like a landscape map of a French garden.
Mm-hmm. And then
It's a poster.
And then the big piece of artwork above my couch, it was in our family room here at home, and you were not taking it to the new house, nor did Claire and Connor want it. So I've always loved it. So
right,
I ripped it off the wall. I ransacked the place before I moved. I literally did.
And then the other day I said, I just feel like that one little wall needs something. And I went down into the dining room and I took that photograph that's framed.
I love that.
And I love it. It has a little bit of blue in it and it makes me so happy that it's like
a door. It's a picture of a door, but it's a cute door. It's been in our family room. I've always loved. I really have to take to the artwork.
I think everyone does.
That's good.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but like, I feel like I was so dramatic about it. Like, no, I don't like this. No, but then when I found it, I loved it. Like the blueberries.
You know what? You're right. Because I was trying to push some things. Like, what about this? What about this? And you definitely, but that's good. You had an aversion to things and then you did like other things.
I really can like, I when I like the piece of artwork, like I love it. Like I look forward to looking at it.
Yes. No, I think that's important.
Yeah.
And then we also found some on Etsy that you'll have to show.
Yes, it was like a set of six. It's pink and white stripes. Those are going in my bedroom and they're different like illustrations of flowers. Mm-hmm. I will link those because you guys can actually, and we just printed those in computer paper and we got
Target frames.
Like it was so easy and it's beautiful. Artwork, artwork is the hardest part of furnishing your apartment. I think it can make or break a space.
Mm-hmm. Write that down. That is so true.
Quote of the day, quote unquote, it can make or break a space.
But I do think even from the like my home decorating process with Debbie, my designer, the artwork, I love how she didn't ignore that piece at all.
No.
Sometimes it's the very last thing that you do. And by then you have fizzled, you're over it, you're not quite sure what you want. And we have had our new artwork for a while.
Oh, this was a tip that I love that what you just said, but piggybacking off of that, I was following some influencers who, like two people, and they were hanging their artwork. This is the tip that obviously you know, and Debbie, we need to be hanging our artwork lower.
Oh, I hang low.
Yeah. People have been hanging their artwork really high above their couch.
We didn't hang ours.
No, I know. We.
I'm not a high hanger.
You have no.
And quote of the day. When I see it in a house or whatever, I'm like, oh God, bring it down 3 or 4 inches, people.
Like you hung, and when I show it, if you go watch the vlog and I'll post about it on my stories, the big piece of artwork above my couch is hung very low near the couch. That's how it should be hung.
No, you don't want things. I mean, I'm looking at the artwork behind you. You don't.
You hang it lower.
I think that's a good tip, whoever said that. I learned that early on. My mom was not a high hanger either.
No.
She was very good. Someone must have told her, but most people
hang it really high.
They do, and I walk in, and I'm like, okay, we got to lower that.
Yeah, you notice it right away. Once you see it, it's very hard to unsee, but I saw an influencer. She's just moved into this beautiful apartment, and it's gorgeous, and all of her artwork is too high.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, and she's working with a decorator.
Interesting.
So I don't know if this is like Debbie, obviously, you know it, and your mother. I don't know. Yeah. I just thought it was a good tip that I have learned from you guys that I felt as though the Bose and Company people would also love.
Yes, that is a good point. You don't want to hang your artwork too high. And I'm sure if you Google it, there's some formula for what it should be. I do not use any tools other than a ruler and a pencil.
Well, you hung the framed artwork perfectly above the couch. Thanks. And with it being closer to the couch, it looks so much more elevated. It makes the space look bigger. Mm-hmm. Look, she's like nodding her head. She's like, yeah, I've done it again.
Yeah, I did it.
I thought that was a good tip for people mm-hmm. in the home decor area. So yeah, I'm excited to stay tonight, and I'm going to use all my kitchen tools, and everyone's fingers crossed that I can produce something for dinner tonight.
You will. And it'll be interesting. You know, you're going to sleep. You're going to probably wake up and not remember. It's like when you go to college or your new apartment or on vacation. You're going to wonder, where the heck am I?
I know. Because I'm in my bed, you know. But
yes.
But I'm
you not, are going to sleep well because it is your bed.
Right. Which I take to very seriously. Right. You know, I have that connection with the bed. So right. So who knows where I'm going to wake up. But I'm excited for like my morning tomorrow to like Ooh. Make my coffee. It's just going to be quiet. Maybe put out some... You know, light strings.
I love how you say it's going to be quiet and it's just me. I guess Dad's usually home.
No, I'm
too.
Talking about Dad.
Yeah.
He is so loud.
He's a busy
in the
guy.
He thrives in the morning, whereas yes. I am like, I don't really talk in the morning, but he is up. We have vitamins. We have phone calls. We have already worked out, you know.
You're right. There's a lot of, I thrive in the morning, but I'm quiet.
Yeah, you're like me. We are like little house cats and yeah. we have our coffee and we start working, but we're silent, you know?
Yes.
Takes right. a while for my voice to warm up.
Right.
Dad's already like, you know, run a marathon.
Yes. I can't wait.
Right under the bus.
Yeah.
Poor Dad. Right under the bus.
No, I am really excited for
me
you.
Me too. So mm-hmm. be sure to, you know, follow on the other socials and my LTK because we're linking everything. So that all kind of lives there. And the podcast is back, guys. We had a little bit of a break just because, you know, Elizabeth went back to school. She started her first week of classes and she's doing great. And we had a lot of, you know, apartment with the move. You know, I don't want to bore you guys with excuses, but we are feeling motivated. We're feeling excited. Oh, we're going to end the podcast with this little bit of exciting news for our listeners. This week, you and I are going on a very, very quick trip to the Big Apple.
I can't wait.
I never call it the Big Apple.
No, I like it though.
To New York City. I was invited to a very fabulous Fashion Week event mm-hmm. that I am beyond excited about and I won't shut up about. And
it's so exciting.
I'm just so thrilled. So we're going. It's Friday evening, the event, at the chicest place ever. I mean, there's nothing more New York than where they're holding it. So you and I are going Friday morning. I'm attending the event Friday evening. And then we will be back Saturday.
Yes.
And we can't wait.
I can't wait.
And they're dressing me for the event. Mm-hmm. And I am just beyond excited.
You should be. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So mm-hmm. that is kind of the looking ahead, our bow. And
yes.
I'm very excited about it. So thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. We're so excited to be back on the show. And I just hope that your September is off to a wonderful start. I feel like this is just really starting us off on a great couple of months and as we mm-hmm. head into autumn and fall. And just I hope you're all doing well at home and that the kids are back at school or you're back at school and that you take a moment for yourself.
I didn't know where this was going.
I never do. I'm like, lay on the plane, you know?
I always think of that quote where people like will say that, you know, microphones are way too accessible these days. Like anybody can just start a podcast. And it's always in the back of my head.
It's like, so funny.
Watch what you're saying.
Like, so funny. But that was all. No, that was great.
Everyone but should take a moment take for a themselves. Moment.
Take a moment for yourself. Yes. But I hope you all have a great week. And we will see you next week for another episode with you, Anne. Leave us any requests that you want, specific topics, because we're here to help and talk. And by me, I mean you.
Yeah. And maybe we can touch on the house because we're narrowing down. We're getting to the end, folks. It's big.
Yes.
But we can talk about that. We'll be able to share New York. But we always love new ideas.
If anything that we talked about is relating to home decor, kind of sparked an idea, let me know.
Yeah,
always know where to find me. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful week, and remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.